Sir,
thinking that you're doing something constructive and come to find out that you still don't have your priorities in its context, and if you continue to do things like that, sooner or later, remember, you got to pay somewhere down the road for just being a fraction off right here when you get way down the road is many miles off.
All right, yes, sir. We were in the kitchen this morning. Allah God and the person of Master Wasi Fahd Muhammad, Master the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master Jam Master, and I was preparing to wash the dishes that were left over. And then the sister was, you were going through the cabinets. There was absolutely no cereal, and the babies were all walking around, sir. That was really all the...
Yeah, but I can understand it, but I understand this. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, even for Allah God and the President of the World of Jesus, Allah Muhammad is messing with Allah Muhammad, causing it to transpire like that. In the first place, babies don't know when they should eat and when they shouldn't eat.
All right, yes, sir.
And by them screaming, if the less they eat, the better off they are anyway. Still, it doesn't change no factor there.
All right, yes, sir. Please beg our pardon for that, sir.
Yeah, but I'm just putting it up. But no, you don't have to beg your pardon for it because Allah God, yeah, that's true. That's respectful. That's true. You're being respectful to that. What Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Chief Rahm Muhammad and his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, talks through. So even though I on the conscious level say you don't have to say that, but out of the respect for Master Wallace Chief Rahm Muhammad and his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you have to say that.
Sir, and also, it could have been, I'm also saying that Allah God and the person of Master Wasi Fahd Muhammad, the messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J-Man, sir, I'm going to say this to make it clear. I also have to say it because it could have been my influence why the sister went out and did it, because I had like a sharp tonality and I didn't want to talk about what was in the cabinet. These are doing, you know. So,
but that, no, Allah God, still Allah God, yeah. The person, the Master, what is he for Allah Muhammad and his messenger, the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad, caused this to occur.
Yes, sir.
So that we will know the do's and the don'ts of this further down the road.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? How are we to know, how would you know how to respond to something like that? And that's Allah God, the person, the Master, what is he for Allah Muhammad and his messenger, the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad, brought that to you. And then another thing that he would make known to you, he would make known to you that the sister would move off your tone of voice, then if your tone of voice seemed that way and it seemed it like that, you would go to let you know that the sister is concerned with your tone of voice too, to even go and function in that particular mannerism. Maybe she wanted to stay and be here for the phone, but you're still trying to be upright. She still went on and took care of that.
Yes, sir, that's true, sir. And then that's...
So that lets you know of how sincere, that's about God and the person of Master Wallace Chief Muhammad, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, lets you know, through the works of Master J, how sincere the person is. So therefore, you learn to respect people like that.
Yes, sir. And
out of that grows greater respect and greater love for one another.
Yes,
sir. So that you don't get off involved into that affiliation down the road. You understand that? Hello?
I had these babies pick. Stop. Get up here. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Who's that?
Little Aster.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, I'll praise you to the Lord God and the person of Master Water Chief Farad Muhammad. Especially for the message of the Messiah right now. So any of you didn't hear from that sister at the motel room or nothing?
No, sir. Allah God and the person, Master Wasi Fahd Muhammad, messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the remote control unit. But, you know, I was aware of that this morning, but we had not gotten to it yet, sir.
Okay. Well, Allah God and the person, the Master Wasi Fahd Muhammad, we're assuming that Allah God and the person, the Master Wasi Fahd Muhammad, we know that Allah God and the person, the Master Wasi Fahd Muhammad, is messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is causing all that to transpire. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that we would know, or be able to relate to the brother that, hey, we called there, but it seems like the sister is on some great mission.
Yes, sir.
And then that lets you know, going on those missions to Richmond and different places, or being in that particular area, Allah God, the person, Master Wallace, Chief Rahm Muhammad, and Master Wallace, Chief Rahm Muhammad, causes you to do things that transpire so that you can know, but by the grace of Allah God, the person, Master Wallace, Chief Rahm Muhammad, and Master Wallace, Chief Rahm Muhammad,
yes, sir. Trademark the sisters here, sir. I'm going to go I'll be back.
Tadalahu, sir.
Tadalahu.
And how are you?
I'm in the best of all. I got in the prison. That's what I'm going to do. I'm in the prison control, just like everything else is, whether it knows it or not. I was just speaking to the sister. Would you can play it back on the tape or something about priorities?
Yes, sir.
And about leaving when you know the Master Jay is going to call. And the sister said, well, maybe she might be at the one in front of that, because she was maybe a little grumpy or something this morning or something when you were looking in the cabinet and different things. But you can play the tape to see what she said about that.
Okay, yes, sir.
But I'll play the tape to allow that. Under the circumstances, whenever you know that Master Jay, or just it would be just as if Allah got in the prison, Master Wallace, people around Muhammad, and that's the most unbound number going to call, nothing overrules that unless it's serious.
Yes, sir.
Or child sick or something, and you take them to the hospital. But about food, as much as the most honorable Elijah Muhammad has already done spoken on, food, you don't eat too much food in the first place. I don't care if it's a baby or whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
The baby's sitting there with popped up bellies and stuff and things. That means there's too much food in their bellies in the first place.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
But I'll pay the duty on that. The president of the National Department of Defense, for the mention of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Anybody call?
No, sir. Not to my knowledge. But last night I did speak with. Copying at the top.
Too much food in their bellies in the first place.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
But I'll pay the duty on that. The president of the National Department of Defense, for the mention of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Anybody call?
No, sir, not to my knowledge. But last night I did speak with S.R. Muhammad Sokar, Arahim Kudus, and speaking with him, at first we were speaking about the knowledge, and I was telling him about the book and that I was copying it at the time while I was speaking with him. And he first was speaking, you know, like just talking on the knowledge, and then someone called on his phone, and he let me know that he said it's the brother that lives upstairs, and that the brother is not really functioning as a Muslim or anything, and that he said he had been trying to give him some knowledge, but he didn't seem like he was interested. And then after that, right after that, then he's just like his whole tone changed in his voice, you know, and he said, well, I have to go. The brother's at the door, you know, like he was hurrying up to get off the phone.
I know, because it's about that stuff.
Yes, sir.
You know that, and I know this.
Yes, sir.
You understand? All it takes is you, that's why I tell you, all I got in the prison, that's what I keep around, I'm the most on the black mama, lets you know that what is that state, that the kingdom of heaven is lost by the twinkling of an eye.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I said? It just takes a phone call.
Yes, sir.
To turn you from what you should be doing.
Yes,
why
sir.
You put security on top of security. That's why you don't stand out there on your own somewhere, because there you go.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Shadalu, that's why Allah God and the President of Master Wallace Chief, when you stand out there by yourself doing something contrary to what Allah God and the President of Master Wallace Chief, Allah Muhammad, has mentioned, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, has laid down, then he's automatic. He's not going to pull no punches. He's going to come by there and snatch you by bringing that what would attract you.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And whatever it is that's coming, Allah God and the President of Master Wallace Chief, Allah Muhammad, has mentioned, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, is bringing it to get you his doing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand why? Because you was out there doing what you had no business. You was where you was not supposed to be in the first place.
Yes, sir.
If he tells you to travel in twos, and then you forsake that and travel in one because you feel as if some of the other sisters or something ain't functioning right, and you're going to try to go on and do it anyway, well, then you're going out there and you're going to get exactly what Allah God and the President of Master Wallace, Chief of Muhammad, is less than the most other black mother, has written in the books of the teaching, and what would happen to anybody out there like that.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you put security. That's why when you pick up a phone and somebody calls that's not supposed to be calling on the phone, you immediately politely excuse yourself and hang it up on them.
Yes, sir.
You understand? If anybody appears up there in the house, come up there to the house, even like Sister Anthony, I'm on the so-called the way the cookie crumble, you open the door and there she is sitting up at the front door. She's not welcome to come in that house.
Yes, sir.
You have to make number. Why? She might be right around the corner. Might be someone chasing her with a bazooka because she done jumped on somebody or took somebody's stuff or something like this here. So we don't let her come in the house. You can just go on now. We'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you later to be sure of what's happening here. You just can't come in this house like this because Master Jay, the laws are laid down. We don't know what you done done.
Oh, yes, sir. I bear witness to that being in my Negro state when myself and so-called Sean, many a times we have told so-called Cookie that, you know, why is it seems like she's always bringing all this danger amongst the family. If you recall, when remember
yes,
that the firecracker
right.
when we first moved there,
yes,
350,
yes,
that was all about so-called Cookie.
I know that.
That down the street with Cynthia, that was all about so-called Cookie. And another incident had happened before where she had, it was a whole bunch of about 10 people trying to jump on her, and they jumped on my mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
Allah got in the person of Master Wasu Fa Muhammad, the Messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Muslim prayer, the Master Day Master. That brought back something to my remembrance as myself and asking so called Sufi, we were traveling with the students.
Hold it just a minute, I can't hear nobody.
Okay. Allah got in the person of Master Wasu Fa Muhammad, the Messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Muslim prayer, the Master Day Master, and the sister speaking just then. This, while myself and that so-called cookie were traveling, this is something that disturbed me greatly, was how the sister would bring these things up and almost to the point of where she was, like, proud of it. And I like out in person, Master Wasu Fa Muhammad, and Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J-Man's teaching, sir, had me to bring out to the sister that you could cause a person to get killed, you know, and that's why we must be very careful how we act as Muslim sisters, because we could cause one of our brothers to get killed if we were acting in a wrong mannerism and things like this. And I just wanted to bring
that's
that
what Allah got. The person of Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Muhammad, laid down the law, so Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad said, we don't go to the aid of wrong.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Don't go to an aid just because somebody come over there and tell you something is happening over there and you believe.
Right, yes, sir.
Don't participate on that. Or some woman done took a man's money thinking that he done something wrong to her, so she just took his money and that's it.
Yes, sir.
And then run over there and jump into your mess in order to get some kind of knowing. Then allow God in the prison of Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If you accept that, allow God in the prison of Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, gonna lay it on you.
Yes, sir.
And the whole body.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But we don't aid no wrong tyranny.
Yes.
That's why we don't even want to accept any money from any wrong period. Where did you get your money from? Where did it come from?
Yes, sir.
Because they could be giving you money that's gotten from ill repute ways.
Yes, sir.
That's like dirty money.
That's like dirty money. Yes. Even though most of the money in America is dirty, no matter how they get it anyway, because of what they did to the slaves instead of what they did to the world.
That's right, sir.
Understand what I'm saying? So there's actually no way to get around that dirty money.
Yes, sir.
You know, but we don't take it. After we come into the truth or the knowledge, we don't take the dirty money from the American so-called people that are participating in that kind of dirt up on this level at this day and time.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's no way that anything in America that you see in America has gotten in an ill-reputed way.
Yes, sir.
American people, the slave masters and anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's ill-reputed. The iron, the gold, or whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
The very air that they breathe in and everything.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
In actuality, when you get to the essence and you become a knower, then you understand this here to a degree. So you have to be careful on how you rest like that. There is no ill repute or there is no dirty money.
Yes, sir.
Because it's all, we write history and we go out and make history fulfill itself.
Yes, sir.
The devil could not have did nothing but what we wanted him to do.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, this is why you have to rationalize in between when to make that particular statement.
Yes, sir. We're talking a lot about the person of Master Wasu Fa Muhammad, the Messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, man, the Master J-Man had me to see is what their terminology in the artificial world saying so-called, quote-unquote, dirty money.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, once though we have become the wisdom and knowledge of Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad and his Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because of what they call dirty money in their system and society, we don't touch that.
Yes, sir.
You know, that because we respect the man's house.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Because we ask the person to respect our thing. So in his house, he say, do not be connected with dirty money, and therefore that's Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad, his Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Or to come back and say, well, I gave you some money that I got from this.
Yes, sir.
You know, I said, well, I didn't tell you to get that. It can lead to look like that. So we put security on top of security on top of security.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? It's something similar to almost like this particular thing here that is up here that's going to, we're going through these transactions of that now.
Oh, yes, sir.
It can be made to look like, it could have been made to look like because of the knowledge that they had in the car and because they had the vehicle that they had took and stuff and utilized in the perspective of this year that transpired.
Yes, sir.
That it could Grandmother, didn't mention the bus driver Grandmother, caused all this to happen within the laws of government that governs everything so that it could never happen again.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? We know and all this here about all this tamper with knowledge. Now we have to put security on the knowledge and keep the original copy so that it cannot be tampered with.
Yes, sir.
Supervise over the knowledge.
Yes, sir. All right. Allah God and Prophet Master Wasi Fire Muhammad and Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through remote control unit, Master J Master, had me to reflect on that and and that's like we have after we type up the.
And you know who got certain knowledge.
Yes, sir. And we still keep the written knowledge also.
Yes, sir. Yes, but you've got to be able to keep who you have given some of that knowledge to.
All right, yes, sir. We'll put that in the book also. There's a call. That's the sister speaking on the intercom, letting the answer, so-called Lorraine, know that there's a personal call for her. So she's on the other phone right now.
Yes, ma'am. So this is a pretty good tape to pass on to brothers and sisters.
All right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, you can pass it to Sister Anselm. I'm a so-called KK. Or you can write it, have it written down, have any of the sisters can write this one down because it ain't no mention of particular funds or nothing. You can have anybody write this down and pass it to Brother Anselm. I'm a so-called Tracy. Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called Todd. Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called Larry Woods. Brother Anselm, I'm a... You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
If you give me a tape that can be written to send to them and let them say this is some of the works of the speakers of Master J in the book of this day.
All praises be to Allah, God, and the person of Master Wasfi Fire Muhammad, and Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, coming through the remote control unit, the Master J Man. With that, sir, I was speaking with one of the brothers. I'm not sure. I may have been Master so-called Scott. Allah, God, and the person of Master Wasfi Fire Muhammad, and Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J Man, had me reflecting if there was one of those that I'm. That we are doing, Anselm Muhammad, so-called Benny, maybe to send one of those also, or
to Brother Anselm so-called Benny?
No, to the brothers.
There's certain tapes that you can send up this way, and by the way, you want to send some to Brother Anselm Muhammad, so-called Tracy, so that he can do the breakdown and put it into its book form of that what he gets off of reading that.
All right, yes, sir.
You understand? That's how he composed the books together.
Okay, all right, yes, sir, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, because Allah God in the person of Master Wasfi Fire Muhammad and Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control unit to Master J Master have my mind spiraling in these how to, like the different ones, how to see the different ones, and they could go like to all the brothers because in all that we have to do, don't have time to just sit down and write, you know, just one letter in particular unless it's like in lesson form. And this is exactly how Allah God in the person of Master Wasfi Fire Muhammad Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control unit, Master J Man, sir. Way back when we were in Oakland, these are the things that we were spoken about.
Yeah, well, see, Allah God and the President Master Wallace, Deeper Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, just like on these tapes, Allah God and the President Master Wallace, Deeper Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has us mentioned in his name, we're keeping Allah God and the President Master Wallace, Deeper Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, out front at all times to the work of Master J, so that they would know that these people really, that we really are into Allah God and the President Master Wallace, Deeper Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah.
Yes, sir.
Anybody instead of just hearing us say,
Allah. Yes, Allah, sir.
Who?
That's right. Yes, sir. That's right.
Allah. So we want, if you're real, you want the world to always know what Allah.
That's right.
And praises are due forever. Yes. If you just saying Allah, that don't mean nothing.
Yes, sir. And Allah God in the person of Master Wasfi Fire Muhammad and Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control unit, Master J Master, have I Anselm Muhammad so-called down it. Yes, sir. I do sometimes get a little lazy, and we have to keep ourselves mindful of that, and we have to, even sometimes in our speech, we may say Allah and go on with what we were saying, but then we have to come back to, in the person of Master Wasfi Fire Muhammad and Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control unit to Master Jamin.
Yes, that's even to the point of sometimes it seems like you got time to be running out, and you want to still say something, you feel like you want to say something, but so you feel as if you might be saying Allah God in the person of Master Wasfi Fire Muhammad and Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right, and we don't want anybody to get the misconception, and we do know that this can happen. So.
That's right. If we don't want to be the one to contribute to be able to say, well, you didn't do it that way.
Yes, sir.
Then we would be sitting up down somewhere in some Michael Jackson's place trying to spend some of the believers' money, slapping our hands off a Michael Family Affair thing down there.
Yes, sir.
That's just Joshua.
Yes, sir.
The reason that Joshua has to do those things is because it says in the Bible that Joshua's clothes was dirty.
Yes, sir.
His bags had become filthy.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't mean the actual stuff that he was wearing.
Yes, sir. That's right.